KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Several departments will be meeting this evening to determine the cost of damage from the Margate floods. The South Coast town and surrounds were battered by a storm on Sunday night. It killed five people and caused excessive damage to infrastructure. Cooperative Governance MEC Bongiwe Stole Moloi says human settlements, transport and public works officials have been on the ground counting the cost.
Your human settlement, your transport and public works are out there, ensuring that they assess the area and see how much it's going to cost and that costing will be given to us this afternoon. But also we are going to also to cost how much those vulnerable business people that have lost during this period of disaster.
Stole Moloi was speaking at a disaster management gathering in Musgrave today. The brother of slain Durban North R dealer Alan Gordon has lauded the police for the swift arrest of six men linked to his sibling's murder. The 57-year-old Alan was stabbed and strangled before his body was dumped in a bush in Indwedwe. His brother, Brian Gordon, reported him missing to the police last month after not hearing from him for days. The six suspects are due back in the Durban Magistrates Court next week. Brian says the case was postponed, so two of the accused can get legal representation.
They've been charged with two Schedule 6 offences, which include murder and robbery with aggravating circumstances. They appeared for the third time in court on Friday, the 12th of April.
The UK and US have issued new sanctions on Iran in response to its attack on Israel at the weekend. Washington sanctions target 16 people and two companies it says were involved in the unmanned aerial vehicle program, as well as components for the drones used in the Saturday attack. Britain is freezing the assets of 13 military leaders and organizations. Britain's Foreign Secretary David Cameron has said at a G7 meeting in Italy that he's calling for coordinated sanctions to send a clear message to Tehran. And Google has announced job cuts to save money, but will not say how many or which teams are involved. Staff affected will be able to apply for internal positions, with some moved elsewhere. The tech company says it's investing its global hubs, including in Dublin and India, as well as Chicago and Atlanta. Durban 28 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 31, Richards Bay 29.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. Liverpool under pressure going into their second leg Europa League clash tonight with Atalanta. John Smuts believes the Dolphins can still get a home T20 Challenge semi-final. And the F1 train heads to China this weekend for the first time in 5 years.